Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec? Huh, that's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't! Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. A well, a bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird. Surfing!
No one's intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the 91st episode of the Puckle TCG Cast with your host, Basket. Today we're going to talk about the current meta-defining decks. With Chilling Rain now commonplace, we've got some good shakeups, as well as one deck in particular pretending to have changed. With me today, I have none other than the illustrious R Sigma.
Hello, 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 hello.
And making his first ever TCG Cast appearance, Lord Jashiro. Has it been long enough that people might believe that?
Well, some say that if you love something, you have to let it go, and if it comes back, it really loves you. I came back!
All right, so we're just going to go straight into it. So let's all close our eyes. Let's take a deep breath. Feel the sun in our skin, the sand between our toes, and let that cool summer breeze ruffle those luscious locks as we visit Topical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
All right, we're going to have none other than Lord Jashiro start us out with Eternatus VMAX.
Of course, and by the way, Basket, for you, it's just Jashiro. Now, we do have Eternatus VMAX coming into play as our first. By the way, today's topic we'll be discussing, what are we discussing? This is the new meta, right?
Yeah, new meta for Standard.
Yeah, the new freezing, Chilling Rain, right?
Chilling Rain, right. So Eternatus VMAX, you throw everything you got into in your hands on the bench, hopefully filling it by the end of your second turn. Crovat V and the deck's other search options will help you do that, so you can get there a lot faster. Throw your darkness energies into Eternatus VMAX to power up Dreadend. And then, like I've heard many people asking, if you can do this, yes, you can use Galarian Moltres V's abilities and Weavile's GX Shadow Connection ability to get additional energy moving from where you need it to use the Stadium Chaotic Well to keep Path to the Peak as effective as possible.
Yeah, Path to the Peak will shut off your Eternatus' ability, which is sad.
Yeah, but that's why you have Chaotic Swell, so that every time they put that Path to the Peak on the ground, it just gets kicked out.
Yeah, it makes them waste more resources on it, which is nice. And it's just a deck that's still here. People aren't playing Avery, thankfully. So because it's not the best deck, I think Shadow Rider kind of proved itself to be that. And that's why there's so much darkness around. And that's why dark decks are still good.
It's mimicking the world. So much darkness around.
It eats Calyrexes. It's fun. The fighting psychic dark meta. It's a fun time.
Which I love. I love that it's those.
Oh, it's fun.
Sublime must be having a blast.
Speaking of fighting decks, the next thing we have up is Rapid Strike Urshifu still being a thing. Though it has actually changed a lot since last format, because now it has fun things like Inteleon to really increase that damage spread out, so you can get those KOs easier. And you have little, what's his name, Passimian, just chilling, boosting your bench damage, your opponent's Vs and GXs, and I mean your Urshifu, so you are weak to the Calyrex Shadow Rider, but you do have access to things like Jirachi to stop that. I've also seen some Rapid Strike Urshifu start running like a couple Galarian Moltresses to dark energy.
Oh, that's fun.
Because you do have a colorless requirement in your attack, and the double Rapid Strike energy fills the fighting requirements, so you have space to play with that energy, and you get to play the darkness energy. And it can work on both your Rapid Strike and your Galarian Moltres, so that's cool. And that helps you deal with the Calyrex Menace. So the other thing I've seen some Rapid Strike decks start picking up is Blaziken and Blaziken VMAX, because Blaziken VMAX has an attack that for a double colorless, which, since you're Rapid Strike, you actually have access to that. It puts two energy from your discard onto your Pokemon on the bench, so you can reload after you use your VMAX attack on discarding your energy and doing damage to your opponent's bench. So, like, we'll see if that catches on after rotation or sooner. We'll see. But Rapid Strike Urshifu is still a menace to behold.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the ever-prevalent menace we'll talk about next, which is the ADP deck, now with Galarian Moltres V.
I played that deck too. It's actually fun. It has like a 4-4 split of metal and darkness energy.
Wow.
Because ADP still needs the metal energy, and it's like, hey, we can play one Zacian in here. Sure, why not? It's
like, no. So basically, I mean, we don't really need to go over a whole lot of this. Use Altered Creation.
Yeah.
Then play around with your new Moltres and Zapdos, you know? Have some fun with some new cards, I guess, you know? And then also, there's the ever-present Zacian variant. But the Zacian variant, you have no Burbs. Why you don't have shiny new Burbs? Get you Burbs. Burbs is the Werbs.
Yeah, I look forward to a month and a half when this thing is gone.
I would think that I would be away for so long and I would be back and there would be a new Lord and Savior in the meta, but...
No, ADP's still here.
ADP's still here.
I mean, what? We've talked about it the last, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, like, meta deck discussions?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it feels like it's been here for, like, an eternity.
Yeah. It's been here since Zacian came out. Like, I don't remember ADP that much before Zacian released, but post-Zacian, it's just never been bad.
Alright. It reminds me of Sodorak GX.
Oh, just sticking around for
a long time? Just sticking around for the long, long time.
Yeah, it's like always good, and it's just always there. Like, I'll be happy when you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had not disliked the deck so much, and I had bought one when it first came out, it would have been, like, the best budget deck ever.
Yeah,
you pay once, and then you just keep playing.
Yep.
I mean, last fall, they even released it as one of their Battle Arena decks. It's like, here's two Zacians and an ADP. It's like, oh, okay, cool. $25. It's like, they wanted you to be able to play it if you could play in-person events.
Yeah. If you could find them.
I mean, it'll still have a place in Expanded. It's just that Pokemon Ranger's there, so you don't have to be as afraid of it.
Right. Yeah, the only reason why we're even speaking about Pokemon Ranger nowadays, I guess.
It's Pokemon Ranger is a real nice, easy counter to it, so it's like, oh, okay, cool.
And I mean, I guess it totally makes sense, like, lore-wise as well, for it just to be, like, a killer. I mean, you've got Arceus, Dialga, and Palkia. Yep. Like, of course, that needs to be, you know...
Space-time and God.
Like, a meta-defining deck. Like, yeah. It's gotta be that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a little sad that Garchomp, Giratina, just never stayed around in Standard. It went to Expanded and lives there with the double dragon energy.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And all these cards that are just not useful in Standard and then becomes incredibly useful in Expanded. So, speaking of, you know, guys we probably haven't, or I haven't seen in a while, is Decidueye. This Decidueye deck that is currently running, you evolve to this Decidueye, make sure your bench is has less Pokemon than your opponent has prize cards left. Make your opponent sorry they filled their deck with GXs, V, and VMAXs. Begin the Death of a Thousand Cuts. Inteleon from CRE. Likes to be a team player, scoop up net any utility Pokemon on your bench that are liabilities after they're done their job, and boom, you got a Decidueye deck, which will get you somewhere in this meta.
Yeah, Inteleon's really dumb, just because the first Drizzile and Inteleon we had were really good cards that never saw a lot of play, because when you evolve them, you get to search your deck for a trainer card, and that's a really good ability. And now you have a really good Inteleon to take use of the Drizzile. So it's really good in evolution decks because you can play the Drizzile, find your either your evolution incense or your rare candy that you need, and then you get your Decidueye up super quick.
Yeah, and it's this deck is like, I mean, it's really cool because there's so many. I mean, all these decks we're talking about today are VMAX decks.
Yeah.
You know, this is the or GX.
Yeah.
Yeah, Decidueye is scary. I guess there's like Phoebe that can help you with it, right. And like the next metal decks have access to Aegislash still, but if you're not prepared for a Decidueye, it can just be like, hi, and you can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. You could probably overturn a lot of tournaments probably right now because everybody's so excited with the new Shadow Rider, Ice Rider.
Mm.
Like, everyone's really excited. They're going to want to play those new cards. And I think Decidueye will be fun to play in one of your little local tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decidueye is just solid. Like, you're not surprised when you see it do well because it's like, people didn't respect it and now it's here. So.
Right.
Yeah. Respect the burbs.
It's like, oh, you only had one non-V card that could attack in your deck? Yeah. Oh, well, well. You're relying on your Cresselia to do beats. That's not gonna work. Sorry.
Oh man. Alright. Let's move on.
Ah, yes. Lucario Melmetal. Speaking of cards that aren't gonna be here in like a month and a half. Full Metal Wall is still here. Still making your steel type or metal types, I guess, TCG, whatever. More durable. Zacian is still a really good card. 260, let's be honest. You're probably running the sword to get an extra damage boost.
Yeah.
Is a really strong attack, especially if you can get like a balloon on it and switch between the two Zacians. If you're just in a plain metal deck, your ability is going to get you those metal energies more often. So that's good. Zamazenta is like a not as good Decidueye. blocking VMAXs. But, you know, we love them. And like I said, Aegislash can be run, is usually seen in this deck as like a one-up to deal with Decidueye because you have to stop the bird. But yeah, Lucario Melmetal, still solid. We'll still see play for the next month and a half. And then,
poof,
there's probably still going to be a metal deck. It might turn into like Corviknight, though. We'll see.
That would be cool.
It would pass to greener pastures.
Yeah, I like Corviknight. Corviknight Bronzong is a solid deck. It still runs Zacians too, so it's not that big of a difference. Oh, we lose Metal Goggles too. That'll be sad.
Will it?
Oh, we're losing Metal Goggles? Cool.
I'm pretty sure they're from the Full Metal Wall set, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, Metal Goggles are gone. very sad, or going to go away. So that'll make it less annoying to get through, like, the 60 resisted damage. So, yay.
All right. And now we're going on to the next two. Well, the next two are probably the most hyped decks out of this set.
They're the breakouts from Chilling Rain. And oh, yeah. It's not a surprise that they're here.
Yeah. Right. Not at all. Starting off with Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX.
Yeah.
So here, you're going to evolve your Shadow Rider Calyrex V into its VMAX to get the most use out of its Underworld Door ability, attaching a psychic energy from your hand to one of your bench psychic Pokemon. And you also get some card draw with it as well. It's a very, very good ability. Very solid. And then you just start swinging with the fences, taking out any difficult knockouts with any of your essentially toolbox attackers. You can have Gengar Mimikyu DX, Poltergeist, Trevenant and Dusknoir DX, or Galarian Zapdos V.
Alchemy is there sometimes too.
Yes, Alchemy. I knew I had forgotten one.
A lot of the decks in the past couple days have like solidified on like a two of Gengar Mimikyu as your attacker, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and Calyrex helps out too. It's a really, really solid deck. I mean, spreading all that energy, it's no wonder everybody's super into this deck right now.
Yeah.
It ramps strong, and the fact that the ramping lets you draw cards, it's very reminiscent to, like, Welder, except it's not a supporter, and that's scary.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, having the supporter cards so that essentially you're putting limitations on it, like... Yeah. That it makes it so much more I can probably do this. I can probably get this going and just pray that they don't pull that supporter when they need to, or oh, the supporters are in the discard, now they only have these options to get them out, or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But with this, it's just like, well, now I have to take out this this Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX.
I really like that Gengar and Mimikyu GX has gotten second life through this deck. It's always been one of the most interesting double attack teams that were released back in the tag team days.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones, but it was also like a really scary good one. Mm-hmm. Like that's why for the past like few months now, the place that you see Mimikyu Gengar is in the discard pile of a
Mewtwo deck. Yep.
Yeah. It's like it's a good card, but it has such low HP we don't want to use it.
Yeah.
It's like all because it's really annoying when it gets its attacks off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you can't play for the next turn, and then I'm going to hit you for all the items that you couldn't play last turn.
Yep.
It's like, oh. Or trainers, but still. It's like, ow. It hurts real hard.
Yeah. You know what else hurts real bad? Frostbite by playing Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX. That deck. Ice Rider Calyrex V and Musino onto the field. And evolve them into Knight Rider Calyrex VMAX with Cincino ASAP. Now, you use a mix of manual energy attachments and Melanie to power up Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX attacks and use both attacks as needed to take your knockouts. You'll use Cincino as a card draw as well as a discard water energy so they can be attached to Melanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just cycles really well into itself with Melanie. I haven't gotten the chance to play Ice Rider yet. It seems strong. It's been placing well because, well, people aren't playing as much metal.
Yeah. So. I feel like we don't have that much to talk about Ice Rider Calyrex.
No, it's just solid.
Yeah.
It's like, it's new, it's solid, it hits hard, and it does well.
Yeah, and the energies cycle really well. It's just, it's kind of the redheaded stepchild of the Calyrex decks right now, just because it's really solid, you know. That yeah. Little redheaded stepchild, he's a real good guy. He's just, you know, he's not doing anything too great right now.
Yeah.
But it is a fun deck.
Like, the fact that it's the Ice Rider Calyrex was sitting at a third of the price as the Shadow Rider Calyrex's VMAX for so long, like,
yeah.
That's the story to tell.
Yeah.
Shadow Rider's the one everyone's excited for. Ice Rider's just pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it gave you the pieces for it to work, and it works. And it does well. Like, it just isn't as popular. So.
Yeah, if you're a hipster, get Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX.
Yeah, like I suspect Ice Rider will catch on, especially post rotation.
Right.
Because you have all the pieces still. So, all right. So last up, a deck that's been just been popping up this past week in top eights is Malamar VMAX Dark Box, which makes sense because Shadow Riders.
Hmm.
And it doesn't limit you to playing only dark types like Eternatus does. So that's good.
Right.
But if you don't remember what Malamar VMAX does, because it's barely seen play in the past, it does 180 damage, and you get to look at your opponent's hand and put one of them back in the deck, I believe, which is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. Like, oh, you have a draw supporter? No.
Right. An evolution card? Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's like, you have access to Galarian Moltres.
Of course.
Which helps dark decks. Obviously. And we're playing Weavile with, like, red and blue tag team card, which evolves your Pokemon into a GX and puts a bunch of energy on it, so it makes getting your darkness energy out much easier. You put them on Weavile. Weavile can put them onto the Malamar. Malamar hits. You also have access to Cheryl Healing, so you can move the dark energy onto, like, Galarian Moltres, because it's not an evolution. Cheryl will evolve your heal up all of the damage onto your Malamar, and Malamar 2-hit KOs like most things in the meta, so it's not irrelevant, and you're disrupting their hand, so it's a good time.
Yeah, and something that's really awesome about it as well is that it's not weak to Galarian Zapdos. It doesn't have that fighting weakness, so it's super cool. And
the only grass decks you see right now are, like, Mew decks, which are okay, but not super popular,
right.
So it can sneak in on the edge there.
Yeah, and I think probably my favorite part about this deck is that I was watching some videos yesterday, see how it was played, and there's, like, a huge technical aspect to it, because you can discard, well, not discard, but you can choose a card from your opponent's hand and put it back into your deck.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so that it's incredibly versatile, like, how you can disrupt your opponent that way.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of choice, but you can really mess them up.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're playing with, like, known information, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you Marnia them down first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. Like, you lower their hand size, and then you've got even less that you've got to choose between. And you can already have disrupted mm-hmm. them by having them lower the hand size. And then on top of that, you're like, oh, okay. So you had to make this hard decision to get rid of these cards. Now I'm going to take the card that you wanted most and just toss that one back in your deck as well. So
yeah, because unlike Malamar Trevenant, which discards two random cards, or shuffles two random cards away, I guess, technically, but they're out of the hand, and that's what's important. Malamar lets you choose, and that's devastating.
Yeah, it chooses power.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of cards that, like, you know, allowed you to see your opponent's hand or discard from your opponent's hand, even somewhere like you were able to see before discarding. But the reason why they weren't really seeing much play was that was essentially all they did. This is, like, a really, really decent attack, plus allowing you to figure out your opponent's strategy, what they have, disrupt that strategy. It's, I mean, I feel like I keep saying the same thing, but that's just because I'm just so excited about, like, you know, all the different
ways to disrupt.
Ways that, yeah, and the ways that every game's going to be different, even against, like, the same deck, you know?
Yeah, because everyone has Galarian Moltres now.
Yeah, and the more you know about the meta and those meta decks, the better this deck is going to be. So, yeah, it's a really cool deck.
Being able to strip out, like, oh, you have a Quick Ball. Let's get rid of that so you can't find your Dedenne. Or, oh, look, a draw supporter.
Right.
No. Or, oh, look, two draw supporters. You can keep the Marnie because my hand isn't very good. Things like that. It's like, you can have a draw supporter, but only the Marnie.
It's definitely a deck for the people who know the most.
Mm-hmm.
The more knowledge you have, the better you'll do with this deck, because you'll be able to cripple your opponent right where he doesn't need it.
Mm.
All right, guys. So before we move on to the Venusaur best, I got a question for you. Out of these decks, if money was no option, which deck would you buy right away?
Ooh. I guess it would be, for me at least, it would be Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX.
So it's really tough because I think the two best ones for like longevity are probably Rapid Strike or Shadow Rider or Ice Rider. Ice Rider seems like it'll be good for a while. It hits real hard.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be probably on the Rapid Strike train just because you have a little more variety in your play. But like, I can't knock you for Shadow Rider because Shadow Rider seems really good post-rotation too.
Yeah. What about you, Basket?
And I would choose Decidueye because then I would be able to beat you both.
Ha! That is true.
All right, let's move on.
Before you marches a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur best.
All right, and we're back. And Yashiro is going to start us off with his Venusaur best.
I got a fun one for you guys today. I call it the Budget Gardevoir deck, because it's how I found it online. And I have to say that it's pretty fun. Gardevoir, our girl Gardevoir here, has an amazing great ability. Shining Arcana, once during your turn, you may look up the top two cards of your deck and attach any number of basic energy cards you find there to your Pokemon in any way you like. And then you put the rest of the cards, not in the discard pile, but into your hand, which is amazing. Now, the reason why it's so awesome, honestly, it has to be because of Curlia. Now, when I was discussing this deck with my bros here, we were kind of confused because we were indicating, like, there's no rare candy in this deck, and this is clearly an evolution deck. I mean, we're talking about mostly non-GX and VMAX Pokemon, so these are all one-price Pokemon that we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, Gardevoir, the evolution, which includes Ralts and Curlia. We have Cresselia, Gallade, all these non-GXs, non-V, so it's a really low-priced deck. Now, why...
Until you hit
the Trevenant and Duskord and GX, which is your major player when it comes to dealing damage and just overall disrupting your opponent, like, disgustingly. What I do love, though, about it is because this reminds me of the good old Greninja deck back in the, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't even remember now, but...
Like five years ago, almost.
Curlia, the second evolution for Gardevoir, actually has a magnificent attack called Mirage Step. For one psychic energy, you search your deck up to three Curlia and put them directly onto your bench with no needs for Ralts. So it gives you a lot of opportunities to be able to bring out those Gardevoirs and Gallade into your bench as soon as possible, possibly even on your third turn if you're able to. So, or second turn if you start twice. So it's an amazingly good, fast way to how to accelerate your Pokemon. And well, now why you want to do this is because you want to have those Gardevoirs there so you can accelerate with its ability and you can put more energies onto your bench as soon as possible. And then you have the big boy Trevenant and Darkcore GX, which is a hefty boy that does 150 damage with three psychic energies, but it also makes your opponent choose two random cards from his hand and put them on back to their deck, which is, as we were discussing in the Topical Beach, be able to disrupt your opponent's hand is fantastic. So you might want to be able to do that. See, that's how powerful it is. Its GX attack is not bad, but you can always use it, but it's not really necessary. So it's just a great budget deck to find. Once you have all that energy down there, you can start doing damage and you can start disrupting your opponent hard. To help with this disruption, you have Jesse and James. Each player discards two cards from their hands, and your opponent goes first. In the discarding part, I mean. If more disruption for your deck that can lead to just a lot of headaches. Finally, the rest of your support deck, support items, is basically trying to either get more Pokemons out there fast enough. You have things like Evolution Incense, so you can be able to get those Curlias faster, or at least one of them, so you can get the rest of them on your bench using its attack. You got Professor's Research, you got so many other supports that are just there to make the deck go faster. All in all, this is a super cheap deck. It's not half bad. I actually enjoy it a lot. But it is still a Venusaur's best. It is starting out, and it's seeing where it goes. So, there it is, guys.
Yeah. All right. So, I played this deck earlier this morning against this deck, and it impressed me. So, I feel bad for Santaconda, because that's what I was originally going to pick for this. But, instead, we have a Rapid Strike Malamar here, which just came out in the new set. So, I'll go over what Malamar actually does. For a Psychic Energy, you may reveal any number of Rapid Strike cards from your hand, and this attack does 40 times the number of damage, or 40 times the number that you revealed this way, and then you have to shuffle those cards into your deck.
Oof.
So, the way this... Yeah. But, it's such a low attack cost, and you have Octillery to help you build your hand up, yep. Right? So, you get your Inkay out, you get your Inkays and Malamars out, then you have Octillery to go find your supporters in Brawly, which will let you find three basic Rapid Strike Pokemon and put them onto your bench. Nice, easy thing to keep drawing into and shuffling back into your deck.
Right.
You have Corana's Focus, which lets you draw up to six cards. And you just have a bunch of... Well, you have Cinchinos to help you draw, too. Hopefully you're discarding, like, other Minchino and Cinchino to that effect. You have Oricorio GX still in the format to draw three cards if you lost a Pokemon the turn before. And since you're a single attack, you're a single prize deck, that's the only GX card in your entire
deck. So use it wisely.
We can't, yeah, like we need the Rapid Strike cards in the deck. So you can't really have it where you're discarding cards. Like we're not running Professor's Research. We can't run to deck
right. Because
we can't lose those Rapid Strike cards. We have four Spiral Energy, which are Rainbow Energies for your Rapid Strike cards. So that's cool.
Well, you won't deck out.
Also, you shouldn't deck out. Yeah, you have Pokemon tools like Lucky Egg to help you draw into cards when your opponent's killing KOing your Malamar that have 120 HP. But the fact that your damage can scale so high it makes this deck scary for the future. Like, you have Level Ball and Fog Crystal, and both of those essentially just say, go find a Rapid Strike card to put in your hand to do more damage. Same with Evolution Incense. It's like, go find Rapid Strike cards. About 80% of this deck is Rapid Strike. Maybe less. Maybe 75. I forgot Cinchino and Minchino were over there, too. But yeah, this deck has the potential to be really scary, and I want to keep my eye on it, because it's super budget. Super budget. Like, Oricorio GX, I don't think it's worth that much.
And you only need one.
Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely something I'm going to keep my eye on.
All right, so my pick is kind of a weird one. It's a Tornadus VMAX.
Mm.
So this deck centers around this 4 energy cost move, Max Fujin, which does 120 damage plus another 120 if there is a stadium card in play, but you have to discard that stadium after you use the attack. Mm-hmm. With a couple single strike energies, your damage is increased from 240 to 280. You can play a Karin's Conviction after your opponent has taken three prize cards, and then you're doing 340 damage, which makes you capable of one-shotting an Eternatus VMAX, which is cool and notable.
Mm-hmm.
But Galarian Zapdos also one-hit KOs Eternatus and splashes into a great many decks thanks to Aurora Energy. Both single-strike Urshifu can do the same. So the V and the VMAX, as well as Rapid Strike VMAX with the Martial Arts Dojo. So there's, it's not that great of a selling point. But its saving grace is that it's hitting these numbers without being super effective to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get it going and hit the right pokes at the right time, then you've got the match. The downsides are all the pieces that you need to fit together to get this to hit the numbers you need when you need them. So resource management is going to be key. And you're going to have to do your Venusaur best to get this to work. But hey, you have everything you need. And you don't need to believe in yourself. Just believe in the Tornadus that believes in you.
I mean, it is cool that it gets to run the essentially single strike normal energy too, because it's a normal type Pokemon.
Yes.
Because I think it's called powerful energy. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I believe so.
So it gets the boosts from both that and single strike energy. So that is scary. I think that's a warranted.
Yeah, but remember, guys, this will probably work 50% of the time, but 50% of the time works every time.
Well, I mean, and you're also, you know, you can hit Dedenne's easily. So, like, boss's orders are going to be a big thing. Hitting the right things at the right time are huge. And the fact that you can go after those more utility Pokemon and also hit those really big numbers is helpful. You're not going to need to do 340, you know, every single time, but you have that option. Mm-hmm. So
you just have to avoid Pikarom. It's fine.
Yes, yes. One of the things that was interesting to me was that when I was researching this, it was like Pikarom it's not as prevalent currently from what I understand.
No. You could still run into it, but your odds of playing against it in like an online tournament aren't that high.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't
like it's not dominating. It's just like, yeah, there's probably going to be a few in a tournament if you sign up for it, but
yeah,
just hope you don't run into it.
Yeah. And I mean, you're going to lose to that, but
yeah, no, I mean, I think we still have weakness guard energy if you're really afraid of it, but
yeah,
yeah, just don't expect to win. even if you do one shot it, which you do, that 240 HP
shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, you can one shot it, so it's not the end of the world if you run into it. But yeah, it seems like a fun deck to me, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of resource management, like I said earlier, but you know, I wouldn't throw it away.
Mm-mm.
One day single strike will be good. we'll talk about multiple single strike decks in a bit, in a podcast, maybe.
One day.
maybe not anytime soon, because I feel like Rayquaza is going to be fun and cool, but one day.
All right, guys. Well, that's our show. Sigma, thank you for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
Jishiro, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence again.
Always a pleasure.
All right. And to everybody listening, thank you so much for your continued support. You guys enjoy the rest of your month. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Down, time to say our goodbye. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.